Imagine a world where only 5.2% of Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs over two decades. That's not a dystopian fiction. It's our recent reality. In today's evolving workplace, the unique challenges women face in leadership positions demand more than theoretical concepts. They require actionable strategies. What makes female leadership particularly valuable now? Research shows women's leadership styles proved exceptionally effective during crisis management throughout the pandemic, demonstrating the timely relevance of developing these skills. The path to leadership isn't accidental, especially for women. While there's no guaranteed formula for success, certain traits consistently appear among accomplished female leaders across industries, traits that can be cultivated with intention and practice. Confidence, that deep-seated belief in your ability to accomplish goals despite obstacles, is fundamental. When women display confidence, research shows male colleagues view them as stronger, creating a cycle of respect and achievement. Leadership ability, influencing others towards shared objectives, follows closely behind. Remember, leadership isn't about position, but about obtaining buy-in and uniting teams. Accountability is another cornerstone. Successful women leaders follow through on commitments, taking more blame and less credit, while holding others to high standards without micromanaging. Innovation demonstrates adaptability, while vision, painting a compelling picture of the future, ensures sustained success. Leadership and management are distinct yet complementary. Management handles daily operations, while leadership ensures buy-in to a shared vision. As you advance, beware of pitfalls, pride creating entitlement, and over-reliance on yourself. True leaders bring people along and identify valuable contributors. As responsibilities grow, maintain an accessible follow-up list to keep projects moving. Critically, produce results without burning out. Like airplane safety instructions to put your oxygen mask on first, care for yourself to care for others. Model balance and show that success doesn't require sacrificing what truly matters. Women in leadership face distinct challenges, with imposter syndrome affecting roughly 75% of female executives. Not everyone will support you, so remember your qualifications and unique perspective. Surround yourself with believers outside work who can bolster your confidence when self-doubt emerges. Despite diversity initiatives, inequitable treatment persists. When facing unfairness, speak up. Many biases are unconscious. Having a seat at the table means little if you remain silent. While men naturally build relationships with other men, women leaders must intentionally cultivate connections with influential decision makers. Build these relationships authentically by finding common ground beyond titles. High-performance teams result from thoughtful leadership and strategic development, bringing together skilled people working across functional areas toward common objectives. Four key characteristics define these teams: effectiveness, producing impactful output; functional processes, tailored communication systems; shared vision, aligned direction; and transparent communication, open dialogue where all feel valued. When forming your team, consider size. McKinsey research suggests 7 to 9 members is optimal. Your team should share common values without falling into groupthink. Build a team committed to continuous learning, addressing skill gaps through targeted development. Note that men and women often have different motivations. Women typically value life balance, respect, intuition, and empathy, while men tend to prioritize success, initiative generation, deadlines, and goal achievement. Self-doubt and imposter syndrome represent significant barriers for successful women. First identified in 1978, imposter syndrome affects 75% of female executives who, despite achievements, believe they're not truly qualified. The pandemic has intensified these feelings as job security concerns increased. Professor Adam Grant distinguishes between self-doubt and idea doubt. Self-doubt questions your abilities, while idea doubt encourages refinement of concepts. Transform self-doubt into idea doubt. Focus on improving the work rather than questioning your capability. Even highly accomplished women like Maya Angelou, Arianna Huffington, and Michelle Obama have admitted to experiencing imposter syndrome. For women of color, these feelings often stem from systemic bias, racism, and layered stereotypes. Overcoming imposter syndrome starts with recognizing the signs. Practical techniques include taking action despite lacking confidence, creating an accomplishments list, using positive self-talk, lowering perfectionist expectations, replacing shoulds with coulds to regain autonomy, leaning on fellow women for support, and acknowledging your inner critic as simply fear. Women are statistically less confident than men about career advancement. 63% of women versus 75% of men enter the workforce believing they can reach senior management, with this gap widening mid-career. When things go wrong, women tend to blame themselves, but credit circumstances when things go right. Women often hold back until completely certain, while men apply for promotions meeting only 50% of qualifications. Three effective ways to build self-confidence include tracking situations where you feel confident or insecure in a confidence log, creating a brag book of positive feedback and accomplishments, and physically sitting at the table in meetings rather than around the edges, speaking up when you have something meaningful to contribute. First impressions form within seconds. To convey confidence, maintain appropriate eye contact, stand still without nervous shifting, stand tall without slouching, and remain authentic. Forced confidence appears fake and distracting. Remember that confidence isn't innate, but a muscle that strengthens with practice. As Mel Robbins defines it, confidence is a skill built through repeated acts of everyday courage. During difficult times, lean on supportive people and build confidence incrementally through small steps before taking calculated risks. Perfectionism often masquerades as quality commitment, but typically leads to micromanagement and lowered team morale. Combat this by delegating smaller projects, limiting revisions, and embracing done is better than perfect. Successful women view careers as long journeys, where setbacks become learning opportunities rather than defining failures. This connects to continuous self-development, investing in learning while maintaining awareness of your strengths and weaknesses. Fear manifests uniquely for each person. When facing challenges, identify the fear's source rather than dwelling on the feeling itself. Many women struggle with saying no due to their relationship focus. Reframe this as saying yes to your priorities instead. Create a clear priority list and decline requests that don't align with it. Motivate effectively through achievable milestones, positivity, mentorship programs, and flexible scheduling based on employee input. Even objectively successful people experience fear of failure. The key isn't eliminating fear, but leveraging it. As former PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi says, every morning you've got to wake up with a healthy fear that the world is changing and a conviction that to win, you have to change faster and be more agile than anyone else. When facing uncertainty, be honest about your unique value and weaknesses. Focus on your purpose and consider whether your fear promotes growth towards your goals. Accept discomfort as part of development. Your brain triggers fear when processing new experiences. What distinguishes successful people is their response to fear, not its absence. Successful women have learned to move forward despite fears. Strengthen your fearlessness muscle by regularly stepping outside your comfort zone. When struggling, recall past accomplishments as evidence you've overcome fear before. Your leadership journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress, purpose, and the courage to keep moving forward through uncertainty.